Today, on behalf of Indigenous Services Canada and ACOA, I'm pleased to announce nearly $5 million in federal funding to help the Mi'kmaq Native Friendship Center design and construct a new facility and to provide new program delivery.
We're here today at the Mi'kmaq Native Friendship Center, where they announced they're receiving a $5 million investment from the Government of Canada for new facilities and program development. Speaking on behalf of government officials is the Parliamentary Secretary to the Minister of Innovation, Science and Industry, and Member of Parliament of Halifax, Andy Fillmore. MP Fillmore's involvement in the project began in 2015.
So today's big turning point was this is the first big tranche of federal funding that's been made available to support the construction of the project. So it's a $4 million grant from Indigenous Services Canada to help pay for the design and some portion of the construction of a new Mi'kmaq Native Friendship Center in downtown Halifax. Today's announcement was also $910,000 from ACOA to help to fund the more than 50 core programs the Friendship Center offers over the next 3 years while we bridge to whatever the next new center is going to be. So what the Friendship Center now has is $5 million, $4 million for capital. They have the city on the cusp of granting them the land. And together, that becomes a very big lever to then go and pursue the additional funding that's required to actually build the project.
MP Fillmore discusses the different types of programs that we can expect on the new land, saying their main objective is to deliver the essential core projects.
The main job will be to continue to deliver the core programming that is required, whether that's around housing, whether it's around skills development, substance abuse counseling, daycare. There are more than 50 of them, so there are a lot of programs.
He said the urban Indigenous population in Halifax is growing at a fast rate.
The urban Indigenous population is growing at an extremely rapid rate. We're at more than 7,000 Indigenous people living in Halifax right now.
The second guest speaker was Jaime Batiste, Parliamentary Secretary to the Crown and Indigenous Relations. Batiste made history by being the first Mi'kmaq Member of Parliament in Canada of Sydney, Victoria. We ask MP Batiste how it feels to be the first Mi'kmaq to represent Nova Scotia in the House of Commons.
I was hesitant at first, but really very much believed it was time for a Mi'kmaq representative to be elected in the province of Nova Scotia, whether it provincially or federally. And I've really enjoyed now not only being elected, but re-elected in the Sydney-Victoria riding. And so it's always a challenge being the first, but I appreciate it making history.
MP Batiste explains why this project is important to him.
You lose that sense of community when you come to an urban location, but I always knew that the Friendship Center had Indigenous people here and that this is where you could come and, there was a safe space. You knew that people shared your values, you could speak your language. It was somewhere that, you could still feel part of the Indigenous community away from your Indigenous community. And that's why it's so vital for us to make sure that we continue to support these programs.
Speaking after Batiste was Pamela Glode Desrochers, Executive Director of the Mi'kmaq Native Friendship Center, who has been with the Society for over 30 years.
I know you've moved to a new location. What else is new in comparison to the years before?
Oh my, we continue to grow. We continue to add programs, some harm reduction projects, some education programs that we're adding on, some justice, housing and homelessness, of course, has been a huge, huge piece for us. I've been with the Friendship Center for 30 plus years, ED for the last 14 years, I'd say now, and we went from 8 programs to 55.
Ending the conference, we listened to a heartfelt story of how a once homeless woman, now a joint triage support worker, Charlotte Bernard, received help by joining the Mi'kmaq Native Friendship Society. Bernard explains why the center is so important to people.
They asked me to speak on what the Friendship Center means to people. And 36 years ago, I was 18 years old. My father dropped me off in Bedford, gave me $20, and said, go live your life. I come from Indian Brook, Shubenacadie Reserve, and I didn't know anything about the city. I think I may have been in the city like four times in my entire life. But I did make it to the Friendship Center. And when I got to the Friendship Center, I'm gonna cry, because I met other people like me. Through the years, I have used this center in so many different ways. I was homeless, I lived in their shelter. I did upgrading, addictions. And when I came to the city, I was a broken little girl. When I had my babies, I was still a broken young woman. Through the years, I've got healing, I've grown friendships, I've met beautiful people. And 3 years ago, I shifted over to the Friendship Center. And here, I found my place. I've come full circle. I'm a triage support worker, so I do all the intakes for the Friendship Center. And as people come in, I know where they're coming from. This Friendship Center is a home away from home. When you're on reserve, you know everybody and their mother. But when you come to the city, you don't know too many people.
This is Sarah Gouda, CKDU.